And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So David had no fear. Second Chronicles chapter 17, David had no fear. I don't care. God is on my side. I'm going to destroy this Goliath. And that boldness was what saw him through. Second Chronicles chapter 17. If David had feared and ran away from Goliath, he wouldn't have ascended the throne, because after he defeated Goliath, the whole nation of Israel, they said, David is the man. David is the man. They all voted David to be the next president, because he conquered fear. He conquered the devil by faith, conquered the enemy. So for you to even conquer your enemy, you need to have the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve had a sound that God was coming to visit as usual in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, they were getting ready to run away. God said, no. Adam and Eve, where are you? Say, we went to hide. We were afraid. We were afraid. Spirit of fear. The righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursues them. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. The righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursues them. Job's fear brought him torment. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Book of Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job said, the things that I fear have come upon me. He opened up his life for the spirit of fear to bring Satan to come and torment him. That is what a lot of people are doing. They allow the spirit of fear to get hold of their life. And that opens their lives to attack. The thing that you fear has come upon you, Job. Yes, the thing that I fear has come. Cain ran away from God because he had killed his brother Abel. And God said, come, come, come. And God was still talking to him. You know, he ran away. In Numbers 13, verse 26 to the end, the 10th spy gave an evil report, whereas what they were saying was true, but Joshua and Caleb, they were not going that route. We believe in God to give us the land of promise. So we are going to take over the land of promise, not minding whether there are giants, the city walls are high, there are all kinds of issues down there. By the grace of God, we're going to conquer the land. And God honors their faith. God honors faith. God honors faith. The apostle Peter denied Jesus Christ. Apostle Peter, John chapter 18, verse 15 to 17. John chapter 18, verse 15 to 17, you see the apostle Peter, he denied Jesus Christ out of fear that the religious people were going to torment him. So he denied Jesus Christ, the apostle Peter. See, that's what fear does. Denied Jesus Christ three times. See? The same Apostle Peter walking on the sea in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 36. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 36. Peter was walking on the sea with Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, he took his eyes off Jesus. And the Bible says he was looking at the troubled water. As he was looking at the troubled water, boisterous sea, the storm, the winds of life, he took his eyes off Jesus. And he was looking at circumstances. He was looking at what was going on around him. Instead of looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of his faith, he began to look away from Jesus. And the Bible says that fear came into him. And when the fear came into Peter, Peter began to sink because the spirit of fear had taken over. He began to sink. And this is what happened. When you have fear, you start thinking because you don't have faith no more. So fear has taken over and now you are drowning because fear has taken over. Because at that point, Jesus reached out and bailed him out. See? Spirit of fear. One time, Jesus Christ and the disciples were traveling by boat. And Jesus was inside the boat. Jesus was inside the boat having some rest because he had been busy all day long. And the winds and the storms began to rage while the disciples and Jesus Christ were in the boat traveling across the sea. And then some water started flowing into the boat. And the disciples were scared. They were afraid. And Peter went away to Jesus. Jesus, Master, tell us not that we perish. And Jesus looked at them and laughed. I said, why did you people doubt? And Jesus looked at the sea and he spoke his word. Peace be still. He spoke to that circumstance. And the peace was still. The ocean sea wind obey my will. Peace be still. Peace be still. The ocean sea wind obey my will. Peace be still. The ocean sea wind obey my will. Peace be still, peace be still. The ocean sea wind obey my will. Peace be still. Jesus spoke to the sea. Peace be still. And everything went calm. He told the disciple, why did you die? Fear. See, doubt, fear, unbelief, they travel together. And then the book of James, he said, when you fear and doubt, you have unbelief, you cannot receive anything from God. Because you have a wavering mind, unstable and unsteady. God does not walk with people like that. God walks with people whose mind and faith are stayed on him. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Abraham never doubted God 1 minute. God said, you have a son. His name shall be called Isaac. Abraham never doubted God 1 second. And that was, see, it was counted for Abraham as righteousness. He never doubted God. He believed God. And then the scripture says, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God with unbelief. No. He said, God shall provide. Even when he was to make a sacrifice, And he and his son Isaac were on Mount Moriah. They got on top of Mount Moriah, getting ready to make the sacrifice. Here was the wood for the sacrifice. Here was fire for the sacrifice. But where is the lamb to be slain? And Abraham said, God will provide. See? Because if you fear that God is not going to provide a ram, then you're not going to make no sacrifice. But he exercised faith. See, God will provide. And eventually, God actually provided. Faith is the victory that overcometh the whole world. Faith is the victory with which you win. Faith is the victory. 1 John 5:4. Which means doubt and unbelief and fear, inferiority complex can make you be a loser. You fear to try new things. Look at the four lepers at the gate of Samaria. They said, let us try something new. Let us move around. Let's walk around. We might find something good. They took steps of faith. And when they took steps of faith, God honors faith. God honors faith. God honors faith. They took steps of faith. May you take steps of faith in the name of Jesus. May you not die in unbelief, in fear and doubt. Fear has promised. 366 times. The word fear not is written in the Bible 366 times. Some Bible scholars say 365. It's okay. Whether 366 or 365, the word fear not, every day God tells you fear not. Which means God has a pill. He has a tablet. God has a capsule. You wake up in the morning, the first thing God tells you is fear not. 366 times. The word fear not is written in the Bible 366 times. 366 days make 1 year, which means God has a tablet for you. That tablet is fear not. God gives you a tablet. He gives you a pill. He gives you an injection. God gives you a drink. God gives you a capsule to take when you wake up every day. And that capsule is fear not. Fear not. Every day, God tells you, fear not. Every day, God tells you, fear not. Take this capsule. Take this pill. Take this. This is the answer to your life's problem. Fear not. Take it. When you take it, the spirit of fear is not there. God tells you, fear not. That is the capsule you need. That is what you need. God tells you, fear not. 366 times, the word fear not is written. So every day, God gives you that capsule, that tablet. God gives you that injection, fear not. Fear not, because there are so many things that are going to make you fear. When you open the news, you open the newspapers, there is so much fear out there. You know, all kinds of things you hear, you see, they are going to create fear in your heart. Fear has come. So God does not want you to fear. Because fear is going to torment you. Because of fear, you're not going to go out there and get a job. Because of fear, you don't want to be married. Because of fear, you don't want to go to school. Because of fear, you don't want to go to the mall and buy things. You don't want to go to the gas station. Because of fear, you don't want to do anything. See, fear has come. I met somebody who said, I don't go to the mall. I don't go to Walmart. I don't go to places. I said, what do you do? He said he's at home all day long. He's at home. He doesn't want to. So he walks from home. So he stays at home. I said, you need to walk around sometimes to make exercise. His fear has put him in the house. Eh? So 366 days of the year, he's inside the house. He doesn't step out because of fear. He's now living in bondage. And all these years, someone told me, I don't drive, I can't drive because of fear that I may have accident. And so each time the person wants to go to a place, he will call Uber or call any of the driver, taxi or something, and they bill him. They take all his money from him. He fears to drive. Here to drive. See, if he drives, he might have accident, he might die on the way. So because of that fear, he does not drive. And now, you have to pay so much money to hire drivers, hire somebody to take you around. The fear has come. Fear is not from God. Yes, we need to resist that spirit. We need to resist that spirit. It's a bad spirit. Fear does not come from God. God has not given us spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power, as a sound mind. The righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues them. It is with the spirit of boldness, power of a sound mind. You love, perfect love casted out fear. And when you allow fear to grip you, you are already defeated. You want to go to an exam? You want to do some degree program? You want to do some studies? You want to take some tests? Must you fail? 90% of the things people fear don't happen. 90% of the things people fear don't happen. You fear that you are not going to wake up tomorrow. You fear that the economy is going to be like this. You fear One time, the Jehovah Witness or so, for one example, they came to tell everybody that the world is about to end. And so everybody was afraid. People didn't go to school no more. A lot of people stayed home. They didn't go for businesses. See, they have pumped fear into people. I remember in 1999, they came on air and they told the whole world that the people who made the computer, they didn't plan the computer beyond 1999. So December 31st, they will call it computer bug. Computer bug. So December 31st, 1999, the computers are going to go off. And when the computers go off, all information about in your banks are going to disappear. A lot of things are just going to crash. The water is not going to be available. There's not going to be light. There's not going to be this. There's not going to be that. Everything They were publishing it, and it made so much publicity. The computer got bugged. Said the computers were not programmed to last more than 1999. So the world is going to crash because the computers are going to go off December 31st, 1999. The computers are going to go off. And when that happens, everything is going to just destroy. And because of this fear that was pumped into people, people ran to the bank, started pulling out their money. While they were pulling out their money from the bank, armed robbers and thieves went to meet them on the road and snatched those money from them. Things happened. The spirit of fear. Fear has come. Fear has come. Okay, must you fail? God didn't say you must fail. God said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. Who told you you can't try? Who told you you can't make it? Who told you there is no hope? With God, all things are possible. If you have Jesus in you, you have God, you have the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. I'm going to walk on the water with Jesus. I'm going to walk on the water with Jesus. He will not fail. He will not fail. I'm going to walk on the water with Jesus. You gotta walk on the water with Jesus. He will not fail you. He will not fail. We gotta walk on the water with Jesus. I'm gonna walk on the water with Jesus. He has not failed. He will not fail. If you walk on the water with Jesus, must you sink? Must you drown? Must you fail? If you are with Jesus and Jesus is in you, say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done for you. If you have him on your side, you say, with God all things are possible, then why will you fear? He's our great provider. He's the supplier of all our need. He's the one that heals us. Gives us divine health, divine healing. He's the one we can call upon the days of trouble and he will deliver us. Then why will you fear? God has not given you the spirit of fear. God has given you the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. God does not want you to be afraid at all, at all, at all. 366 times. God says to you every day, fear not, fear not. Every day, God says to you, fear not. Which means if you have fear, the fear can prevent you from achieving, from accomplishing. You know, fear can prevent you from going out there to do things and make success and make breakthroughs. And who told you? You are supposed to be afraid. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of his sound mind, of love, perfect love casted out fear. You have love, you don't have fear. You don't have to be afraid. I've seen people who say, I can't walk outside at night. They can't even come on the veranda or the street. Once it is 9 p.m., they should go to bed because they are afraid of the darkness of the night. Then Psalm 91 say that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The sun shall not smite us by day, neither the moon by night. The arrow that flyeth by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terror that moveth by night. I met a top military personnel. He told me, he said, he has been to war more than 10 times. He has been to war from. He has gone to war and fought real combat fighting. Went to war more than 10 times. His father said, up to 14 times he has been to war from and came back home alive. Then I asked him, I said, what is your secret? How were you able to go to war as a top military officer? You went to war 14 times and you came home alive. Not many people came home. Others got killed, missing, or dead, or bombed, or shot. But you came home alive. 14 times you've been to war from different wars you've gone to. Then he said, you know what, Brother Steven? The people who died more at the war front are the people who are scared of dying. They are afraid. So the slightest thing, they are dead. See? Okay, the sound of bombs can even deafen you and blind you, the brightness of bombs. And then you hear the bullets and the shooting of mortars and all those type of things. People, a lot of people are not, they haven't seen things like that before. So out of fear, they run head and scatter, or did they run into bullets? See, there's what we call a stray bullet. The bullet was not aimed at you. Somebody sprayed the bullet in the air. And then because you are afraid, you run into the bullet and you are gone. But this brother, he has the small New Testament in his pocket. And when the war is tough, he will just open Psalm 91 and read Psalm 91. The arrow that flyeth by day shall not reach me, neither shall the terrors that move by night. That's Psalm 91. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23. So the arrows are flying by day and the terrors are moving by night and the pestilences are walking in darkness. This brother believes that those things are not for me. Me, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers me. So you're not going to see me. You're not going to locate me. You're not going to find me. I disappear. I disappear because the blood of Jesus covers me. So the arrow that flies by day is not coming to me. Neither shall be terror that moveth by night. I read about George Washington, the first president of the United States, General George Washington, the first president of the United States. He led the troops to war. And the story goes, the testimony goes that when they shoot at him, those bullets don't get to him, but it's coming at you. So he so believed God to the point where even the bullets he shot are not reaching him. But he can shoot you and you die. But it's not going to, you are not going to be able to shoot him. You think God is not like that? Okay, King Saul, through the fear of David, King Saul, he was angry with David. He said, David is going to be the next king. So King Saul was angry with David. He took the javelin and threw it at David three times. Read through the scripture. The three times King Saul threw the javelin at David, that that javelin was supposed to kill David, because David was playing the harp. David was playing the harp to console King Saul. But King Saul was angry with David. King Saul said, David should not be a king. And so King Saul took the javelin and threw it at David three times. The javelin hit the wall. It didn't hit David. He threw it again. The javelin hit the wall. It didn't hit David. He threw it a third time. The javelin hit the wall. It didn't hit David. You think God is not like that? Then the scripture says, the arrow that flies by day, Psalm 91, the arrow that flies by day shall not reach me, neither shall the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Because I'm with the Lord, and the Lord is with me, and greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. And then the scripture says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me, judgment is already condemned. That's the word of God. So I stand on the word of God, and I believe the word of God, and I'm going with the word of God. The word of God says, I believe it, and that's it. And so I'm not afraid. The spirit of fear has nothing to do with me. God has given me the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. You see, fear can hinder you from achieving, from accomplishing. Fear. Some people fear to die. They fear. But even if you die and you are a child of God, born again, filled with the Spirit, you'll be going to heaven. Unless you are not in Christ and Christ is not in you, then you die and go to hell. But a true Christian, Apostle Paul says, for me to die is gain, because I'm going to be with Jesus. But if I'm alive on earth, then I'm for Jesus. Why here? So why are we going to fear death? To die is gain. Apostle Paul says, for me to die is gain. When I die, I'm going to heaven to be with Jesus. I'm not here no more. Then if I'm on earth, I'm on earth to serve God. So I'm not afraid. That should be your attitude. You don't have to be scared and afraid. Fear. It has torment. And many people are under this fear. Today, I am praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and as men that have this word of God, God has not given you the spirit of fear, of doubt, and unbelief. God has given you the spirit of boldness and the power of the sound mind, whereby you can shout out the Father. God says to you, fear not. Fear is not for you. You need to be as bold as a lion, fearless as a tiger. In the name of Jesus Christ, faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. You don't need to have fear in you. We bind that spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. The spirit that makes you to become inferior and tormented. We bind those foul spirits. We cast them away. In the name of Jesus, I pray the Almighty God to fill every one of you listening to this message, as many that have come from all over the world. The computer shows that there are over 3,000 people who have called into this program. Yes, the computer is showing it right here. Over 3,000 people are on this service right now from around the world. And I want to tell you that God has not given you the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief, but the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. You need to receive that spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. May you be as bold as a lion and as fearless as a tiger. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is imparting to you right now the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, may you not fear and run away. May you not see Goliath and run away. Oh, God give you the spirit of boldness and of power of the sound mind, that you can shout, Abba, Father. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being part of this program. And I pray God to bless as many that are helping to sponsor this program on air every week. God reward you abundantly. God rebuke the devourer for your sake. May he open the windows of heaven for you, blessing, that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. May God make you all to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. Please share this message with anyone. Email it, text it out, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral. And bless the whole world. Remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Jesus loves you. We love you all. We say, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I will love you all. I will say, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. The righteous abode as they lie, the wicked flee when no one pursues them. The righteous abode as they lie, the wicked flee when no one pursues them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He is the King of Kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He is the King of Kings. Righteous abode of the lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues them. The righteous